This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Kuwait have consistently stood by each other. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the Hala Modi event held at Kuwait's Sheikh Saad Al Abdullah Indoor Sports Complex this evening, Mr. Modi lauded the Indian community's contributions to Kuwait's progress and their strong reputation among the Kuwaiti government and citizens. Mr. Modi also attended the opening ceremony of the Gulf Cup, a football competition in Kuwait. Mr. Modi was among the chief guests. Highlighting India's global leadership in remittances, he attributed this success to the dedication and hard work of overseas Indians, including those in Kuwait. Mr. Modi emphasized that India is well equipped to meet the world's demand for skilled talent. The Prime Minister reached Kuwait City this afternoon on a two-day visit to the West Asian country. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. The allocation of portfolios in the newly elected Maharashtra government was announced today. As per the release of Raj Bhavan in Mumbai, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has been entrusted with home, energy excluding renewable energy, law and judiciary, general administration department, information and publicity, and departments or subjects not allotted to any other minister, whereas Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar will handle urban development, housing, public works, public enterprises, and finance and planning, state excise ministry respectively. Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be the revenue minister. Radha Krishna Vike Patil will handle water resources, Godavari and Krishna Valley Development Corporation. Girish Mahajan will oversee water resources, Vidarbh, Tapi, Konkan Development Corporation and Disaster Management, and Hassan Mushrif will look after the Ministry of Medical Education, whereas Chandrakant Patil has retained his Higher and Technical Education and Parliamentary Affairs Ministry. Additionally, Pankaja Munde will be the Minister for Environment and Climate Change, Animal Husbandry. Manikrao Kokate will handle agriculture, and Jay Kumar Gore has been entrusted with rural development and Panchayati Raj, among others. Additionally, six ministers of state were also given portfolios. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the NABARD, RBI and North Eastern Development Finance Corporation Limited to formulate separate guidelines for finance for the North East region. Addressing the North East Bankers Conclave 2024 at Agartala today, he said, as the region possesses a distinct topography, there cannot be a uniform guideline for entire country. Mr. Shah expressed confidence that the region will break all previous records in terms of attracting investment inflow. The Home Minister stated that the region will become a gateway for the developed India and also from trust and export point of view. Several decisions have been taken related to goods and service tax GST in the 55th meeting of the GST Council held in Jaisalmer of Rajasthan today. The meeting was chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. It was attended by the Chief Ministers, Deputy Chief Ministers, State Finance Ministers and officials of the Ministry of Finance. Union Railway and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today conferred 69th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Award 2024 to 101 employees and officers for their exceptional contributions to the Indian Railways. Addressing the gathering in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted the significant progress made by Indian Railways over the last 10 years. He noted that the ambitious project connecting Kashmir to Kanyakumari is nearing completion, promising seamless travel across the length of the country. Former Supreme Court Judge Madan Bi Lokur has been appointed as chairperson of the United Nations International Justice Council, IJC. In Western India Slam Squash, the final of women's singles will witness an all-Indian clash as Asian Games double bronze medalist Anahat Singh will face her compatriot top-seeded Akanksha Salunkhe in Mumbai tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.